Nolte, leftist operative declares it suicide for Democrats to defend you said. By John Nolte on February 11, 2025. Roy Teixeira, a Democrat operative closely aligned with John Podesta and the Center for America Progress, is warning that it is suicide for Democrats to defend you said. You said, of course, is the unaccountable bureaucracy independent of any elected official, including the president, that has wantonly spent billions of taxpayer dollars on lunatic programs that spread DEI and transsexual propaganda throughout the world. At the request of the elected president, Donald Trump, Elon Musk and his Doge team audited USAID, which led Trump to close the organization, fire most of the staff, and move what little was worth saving into the State Department. Nevertheless, this is a hill Democrat leaders are eager to publicly die on as they screech and scream and threaten, even as Western North Carolinians still suffer months and months after Hurricane Helene. Writing for the Citizen Free Press, Teixeira laments that if you want evidence that Democrats have learned nothing from their November 5th shellacking, just watch this video. He describes the video as a protest outside the Capitol last week at which Democratic Senator Chris Van Hollen of Maryland, one of several top lawmakers in attendance, led chants of hey, hey, ho, ho. Elon Musk has got to go. The assembled Democrats then vowed to protect USAID in the courts, or by threatening parliamentary maneuvers against President Trump's nominees. Teixeira doesn't necessarily disagree with his fellow Democrats. Although he wonders why did USAID grant $1.5 million for diversity, equity, and inclusion in Serbia's workplaces and business communities, he believes USAID does a lot of good work and that DOGE is on shaky legal ground. But politically, none of that matters a whit. Trump occupies the high ground in this fight, which is probably why he and Musk picked it. If voters dislike anything, it's bureaucracy and foreign aid. And USAID is a 10,000-employee bureaucracy, housed in a palatial building on prime downtown real estate, that spends $40 billion a year on other countries. Skepticism about foreign aid is one of the most consistent and durable findings of public opinion research, he adds. In a 2023 APNORC poll, 69% of respondents thought U.S. government spending in this area was too much. The problem for the Democrat Party is that its extreme left is the tail that wags the dog and that extreme left demands the party oppose Trump on absolutely everything, including a 70-30 issue like this one. Worse still for the jackass party, although it's an 80-20 issue, Democrats are still forced to demand that men compete and ruin women's sports. By giving the far left control over the party, Democrats have jumped into bed with a base so far outside mainstream opinion, they are forced to make fools of themselves defending nonsense, blatant immorality, and gross unfairness to women and girls. Teixeira is correct in his assessment, but what he doesn't consider is what happens to a Democrat party that does decide to learn the lessons of their 2024 election loss. If Democrats suddenly become sane and reasonable on women's sports, you said, protecting the border, jailing violent criminals, and Israel, they will lose their political base, and when you lose your base, the bottom falls out forever. Ask George W. Bush about that. He didn't limp out of office with a sub-30% approval rating because of Iraq or Katrina. What bottomed him out was losing his conservative base by calling for a mass amnesty for illegal aliens. Democrats have painted themselves in a corner and have no idea how to escape it. For if they try, the party will implode, the money and volunteer base will dry up, and things will get much worse before they get better. Teehee. John Nolte's first and last novel, Borrowed Time, is winning 5-star raves from everyday readers. You can read an excerpt here and an in-depth review here. Also available in hardcover and on Kindle and audiobook.